So, tough loss, Coach, in the section semis. You guys played one heck of a game, came to the final seconds. What are your thoughts now, a couple days removed?
You know, super proud of the kids. Played hard. You know, when you compare where we were when we played them before to where we were this time, obviously marked improvement for the team as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, it still stings, mm-hmm. obviously. But I am really happy with the boys and how hard they played. And, you know, when they'll look back on it, they'll look at the battle and you know, remember that.
Mm-hmm. What was your message to the team after the game?
You know, my big thing was just be proud of the growth. You know, the progress that you made throughout the year, the effort, you know, the fact that you continued to rally when times were tough to, you know, be in this position to, you know, pull that upset, you know, mm-hmm. against a really good team.
How do you convince these players of the positives? You know, these kids, they look at the loss and that's what they feel. I'm sure they're still feeling it today, but how do you convince them that, you know, this season turned into a really great positive and there was all this growing and you can build for the next season?
Yeah, it's tough to do that. Just cause you know, the seniors that are gone mm-hmm. are gone, you know, they're not thinking about next year and all that kind of stuff. They're more focused in on the fact that, you know, most of them for the most part are never going to put on the pads and the helmets again, but yeah. just kind of try to focus on the memories they made while they had the opportunity to go to battle out there on the field with their friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of the players that are coming back, you know, what did you like most about the progression throughout the season? You know, what made you the most confident in the growth throughout these 9 games that you played?
You know, I just think the development of some of those guys, you know, once Jaden got on the field and started to figure some things out and, you know, got Dion out there throwing to those guys and, you know, Wardwell and Bergstrom and Curtin and Wilson. And a lot of those are guys that, you know, last year didn't play a whole lot of varsity minutes, or didn't start. And, now this year they've played a lot of minutes, you know, logging, you know, most of the snaps or 75% of the snaps, and just their growth and development is exactly what you want to see. And I'm meeting with a couple of them after school today to talk about that. And then, you know, give them a couple days off and then, you know, bring them all back in next week on Monday and have a conversation about weight room and, you know, getting them into some teams and doing some things with them to continue to having them compete with each other while getting into the weight room.
Mm-hmm. What are your expectations for the off season, both in the weight room and both with you and the rest of the coaching staff?
You know, coaches will, you know, look at things and kind of evaluate what we did well, what we didn't do well, kind of a whole season, and then look at the growth of guys. And then we'll meet with all the players positionally, offensively and defensively. And then I meet with the seniors. Mm-hmm. And then the expectation is we want multi-sport athletes. So, you know, obviously basketball, hockey, track, baseball, you know, all those things. We want them to be out competing. But then the expectation is, you know, in the weight room. If for some reason you're not going to do a winter sport, we want you to be in the weight room 4 days a week. And if you are, we still want you to be in there 2 days a week. So the expectations is they'll continue to get stronger, which will develop more confidence in themselves. And then the expectation is to compete with their teammates while they're in the weight room, you know, mm-hmm. set goals, shoot for goals, get on the record board, push yourself, find a way to make yourself the best player that you can be. And those are the expectations, and that's what the coaches expect. And, you know, coaches do the same thing, like what are some things that we need to add, or what are some things we need to take out, or what didn't we do well, mm-hmm. and why didn't we do it well? Was it we didn't have the personnel to do a couple things that maybe we wanted to do, or was it that we were a young team so we struggled early and got better at it, or do we need to find some drills and tweak some things to you know, hone the spots where we were weak? Mm-hmm.
Last question for you, Coach. One highlight from the season that was your favorite, you know, what aspect of the year that you just thought was the best highlight looking back on it?
You know, I think my highlight of the year was just to see them competing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just one thing or the next thing, but them to see their confidence grow when they started doing things right, mm-hmm. You know, even against St. Croix Lutheran, where we ended up losing that game right at the end, but to see their confidence in that second half and them go out and dominate and them realize it kind of like, hey, we should be dominating teams and we can dominate teams. And I think that was a big highlight for me, is seeing their light bulb kind of turn on that, like, hey, we are a good team and mm-hmm. we can compete with anybody. Now we just need to clean it up. And that's what they did. You know, when you look at that Byron game, we had no turnovers, created two turnovers, mm-hmm. you know, dominated the diamond possession. We shut down the run, made them do things that they didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. We just ended up being 30 seconds short of a victory.